For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Frenier. The magazine High Times has been going strong since 1974, when it would have been hard to imagine today's giant swing toward marijuana legalization. Now there's so much online about cannabis and even apps to locate pot shops. But there's also a new crop of old-fashioned print publications, including some from this region. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
For years, cannabis tourism has been big business out west, and it's gaining steam in New England, where drivers can easily cross three state lines in under 90 minutes. Catherine Bloom, editor of the New England Cannabis Guide, is well aware of that.
And we're trying to think about it from a regional perspective, because all these states are small, and yes, they're going to have different regulations. And what's true in Massachusetts is going to be very, you know, it's going to be very different in, say, New Hampshire.
10,000 printed copies of the annual guide just came out. The cover price, $4.20 each, $4.20.
We have profiles for each of the New England states talking about their legalization history in a nutshell. And we've got a centerpiece that is titled Road Tripping in New England.
Road Tripping in New England reads like an invite. Come for the cannabis, stay for the Dr. Seuss Museum. The guide suggests a head shop in Providence and checking out Rhode Island's beaches. Only a few recreational dispensaries and CBD retailers are listed in the first issue. Most of them are paid advertisers. Bloom says the company does need to break even on the guide, but with an industry growing so rapidly, why even publish something just once a year when it's bound to become outdated pretty fast?
Well, we haven't seen anybody else doing it yet. And we want to believe that this particular rising tide is going to float a lot of boats.
And it may be worth the risk, as the guide could better position its publisher, Hedy Vermont. On its website, which is much more dynamic than the guide, they describe themselves as Vermont's source for cannabis advocacy, events, and news. Vermont doesn't yet have recreational marijuana shops, but Massachusetts does. And in Northampton, Michael Cusack, editor and publisher of the magazine Different Leaf, says he's documenting the Bay State's cannabis experience as it evolves for readers 45 and up.
Legalized cannabis is really a West Coast phenomenon. And so I think there's an East Coast perspective that is going to develop over time on this industry. And there are going to be East Coast stories.
And among them, in the first issue, a profile of a marijuana activist who is deaf, trying to make sure dispensaries in Massachusetts are ADA compliant. An article on the women of the cannabis industry, from state regulators to business owners, with a two-page photo Cusack calls their Vanity Fair spread. Different Leaf bills itself as a journal of cannabis culture, so there are also recipes for cannabis ice cream and stories about stylish new smoking accessories. But Cusack says he is mindful how Massachusetts got to this point in history.
There are still people in jail for cannabis. There are still people around this country who are going to jail for cannabis.
Different Leaf will publish quarterly. The first issue came out earlier this summer. Cusack says he did plenty of research when he and a staff of writers were first thinking about Different Leaf. At one point, he saw an article in a fashion magazine about legalized cannabis and yoga.
And it ran with, like, an impossibly beautiful blonde woman in a yoga pose. And it got savaged on Twitter, in particularly on Black Twitter.
For good reason, Cusack says, because the article existed outside a broader conversation about cannabis laws and race. That's why in his first issue, he included an article on the whiteness of dispensary license holders in Massachusetts. Different Leaf is just starting out and could expand, Cusack says, maybe even publish Different Leaf for middle-agers in other states as they legalize cannabis. For now, the biggest challenge, he says, is keeping up with how fast everything is changing, and print is a slow medium. But that could be a plus, Cusack says. Unlike when you search marijuana online, the magazine doesn't collect your data. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.